George, Scott, thank you very much for representing Trade in our next installment of the Summer Music Series here on All Things Considered. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So I wanted to ask you to pick a song from your album that we should play to start to give our audience sort of a feel for what your music is. Any suggestions, George, Scott?
I think Puzzle's a pretty good, that first track.
Great. All right, let's hear a little bit of that. So, George, that's you singing there.
Yep.
What draws you to this kind of music?
Honestly, I don't know. I've been into soul and R&B as long as I can remember. I'm 5 years old, I was listening to Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Prince, all that stuff, and Motown. And, yeah, it just sort of called to me at a young age.
Yeah. And, Scott, you feel the same way about this music?
Yeah. And, you know, for me, like, there was a period before we got together where I was playing in another band, and when I stopped doing that, I was just thinking about what kind of music that I, you know, what I wanted to do next and what music that I kept coming back to, and it was soul and R&B.
Let's get my emotions up on my feet.
It occurred to me that, you know, you're playing drums,
yeah,
and I imagine that takes up a huge part of your brain while you're playing, or maybe not. Maybe it just happens automatically because you are singing while you're playing the drums, which is unusual.
Yeah, obviously not on that recording. I'm not singing as I'm doing that. That was, you know, there was separation there. But
doing the multi-track?
Yeah, multi-track. But yeah, live shows, I sing and play. I credit that, the ability to do that seamlessly, to, you know, my old drum instructor, Craig Fahey, who encouraged me to vocalize as I was practicing and vocalize as I was playing, so that there was sort of a fifth limb, so to speak, in my voice.
Well, let's hear another song. Let's hear a little bit of the song called It Man. Tell us the story of this one.
It started out as an instrumental idea that our keyboard player, Matt Hogan, came up with. And Scott and I thought it would be funny to write the song about him. So
it's about Matt.
It's about Matt and his journey from America to Japan and
back
yeah. again, and his obsession with his Volvo.
his kids.
He's a great dad.
You know, and he works during the day as an IT man, which is where the title yeah. It Man came from.
Let's bring it up again. Let's hear a little bit more of it.
Take that old car anywhere he can. Breaks it down and builds it up again. It's all a part of his new big plan. Two little babies clinging to his hand.
That was very Stevie Wonder right there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Very intentional. This song is a testament to something that could start as a sort of a joke, becoming something kind of cool. It was really cool how it came together.
So, as a band, where do you see yourselves going?
Continuing to play as many gigs as we can, and recording another album as soon as we possibly can, and writing the material for it. I don't think we really have any intention to, anytime immediately go on tour or anything like that, but play sort of locally to semi-locally to branching out into Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine. And, trying to get on some bigger bills as opposed to playing the bar scene, you know? Yeah.
You've avoided the bar scene, is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we've done it a little bit, but for the most part, we're not, trying to play every weekend just for the sake of taking a gig, you know what I mean?
But why not play the bar scene? What's wrong with that?
the bar scene can be challenging when you're not a cover band.
Yeah.
You know, we do some covers, but mostly when we're performing live, we play our originals. And though, depending on where we're playing, you know, we have people that enjoy the band that come and listen. But if it's a place that we're not really known, it's hard to get up there and play original music and keep people engaged.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for coming in and being part
of
the Summer Music Series.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's lead vocalist and drummer George Laliotis and guitarist and vocalist Scott Solsky of the Concord-based band Trade. Their new album is called Puzzle, and you can listen to their favorite song of summer at our website, nhpr.org.
Trying to figure out what it's all about. Cause you can't, no you can't, no you can't do it all. Doing